Those of us with pets would agree that they can come to feel like another member of the family. Well, the Australian Capital Territory has just become the first jurisdiction in Australia to change the legal status of animals from being purely property to sentient beings in their own right. As the national discussion around live exports rolls on, it raises questions about the treatment of animals. Begeshri Savyasachi asked Dr. Sophie Riley, Senior Lecturer at the Faculty of Law at UTS, about the implications of the new law.
Well, to start with, as a symbolic gesture, it is absolutely amazing that in Australia, animal sentience has been specifically recognised in legislation. But if you unpack that, we question what the practical implications of that are going to be. Because our animal welfare law is supposedly already based on animal sentience. So in New South Wales, for example, the current law that we work under is called the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act, or POCTA, and that already provides in there the various sections that create offences for cruelty.
So does this new law build on the old law of POCTA, or does it introduce something new?
Okay, well, POCTA's New South Wales, and this legislation's in the Australian Capital Territory. What the ACT legislation has the potential to do is to stop that kind of moral pluralism, so that when we look at an animal, we accept the fact that it's sentient no matter what we use it for, and that becomes our starting point rather than the fact that, we eat pigs but we cuddle our pet dogs.
So there's already been coverage of how this law will affect pet owners who are harsh or negligent of their pets. What are the penalties that come from treating wild animals or farm animals the same way?
That's a really difficult question to answer, because it would take a lot of change in the way humans relate to animals. So the textbook that we use for animal law starts off with this, that the way we treat them depends on how we relate to them. And part of this refers to the terminology that's used. So, for example, we have our cats that are companion animals, we have strays, and then we have feral cats. You know, each of this terminology would conjure up something different in your mind. And then, according to that, the way that we treat them would then flow. So for this legislation to impact on the way we treat other animals, it would actually require that humans stop and think about their approaches to these, you know, to different animals. And why is it that we treat our pet dogs or cats in one way, but we treat food animals or animals we don't want in a different way? And I don't know whether this concept of animal sentience on its own is enough to change it, but having it legally acknowledged is certainly a great starting point.
And what is your opinion on the implications that this new law might have in the future for live export of sheep, which has been a contemporary discussion right now?
Absolutely. Look, many years ago, there was a Senate inquiry, this was in the 1980s, into live export. So this is an issue that's been going on in this country for quite some time. And the Senate report clearly concluded that if the concept of welfare were to be the sole basis as to whether the live export trade would continue, it's clear that it couldn't, because there is no humane way to export these animals in the numbers that make it economically viable. So if animal sentience were, if people were serious about animal sentience in the live export trade, it would actually have to stop.
Do you think that this law could spread out anytime soon towards other states?
One of the most important things is to identify areas where the law can move forward. And even though this is a piece of legislation in the ACT rather than at the Commonwealth level, the fact that in one jurisdiction there's been a change provides a template, if you like, or information for those that are trying to initiate change, and it gives them a foothold for arguing in those other jurisdictions how we can move forward.
That was Dr. Sophie Riley, Senior Lecturer from the University of Technology in Sydney, speaking there with Begeshri Savyasachi.